It's nearly a 8:15. It's a Monday morning. It's time for the Weekend Warrior to help us make sense of a weekend of news. Good morning, Anthony Dockrell.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Interesting weekend. We had our last by-election of the year.
We did.
The by-election's gone. And I was trying to think of something that could capture this by-election, the year.
what could possibly do that?
Led Zeppelin.
Did not see that coming.
From their album 4, when Robert Plant sang, "It's been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, lonely time." That captures it for me, I think.
I think you could be right.
And yet, Malcolm Turnbull had an almost great weekend.
Almost?
Yeah, look, he's held on to his one-seat majority with John Alexander being returned, minus a 5% swing. In the scheme of things, that's a great result.
Sure.
There's nothing much for Labor to crow about, and Tony Abbott didn't get anything out of that.
Didn't even mention anything, did he?
No.
That's good.
Understandably, Sam Dastyari kept a low profile on the weekend.
Very quiet one for him.
My sources tell me he stayed at home, put the phone on flight mode, got two chairs together and grabbed a doona and made a tent. And he camped there for the whole Saturday.
Good.
Yeah. Now, John Alexander, he's been in Parliament for 7 years, and I think his achievements during that time speak for themselves.
I couldn't agree more.
And on the weekend, he showed why this backbencher isn't going anywhere. When the glow and the orgasmic relief of not being turfed out onto the queue at Centrelink, he cracked a joke about coming back from back injury when his doctor offered him a disabled parking sticker, but he said he still had some pride.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said all this while Malcolm Turnbull stood beside him with a frozen smile on his face. It's worth watching the video just to see Malcolm sitting there going,
"How is this happening?"
Inside. Look, come Sunday, Alexander said sorry, and Sam Dastyari forgot to charge his phone. He's unavailable for comment.
Very sad.
But look, while Turnbull is kind of like end of the year on a high, the news poll is kind of painting a picture where, the Libs are still 6% behind. It hasn't moved the sausage.
It has not.
But I don't think we're going into a killing season.
Don't you?
No. Look, I think it's more like reruns of General Hospital at the moment. But let's see what Tony Abbott does on 2GB this week.
Oh, God. Yeah, all right.
Okay. And in America, there was a lot of attention paid over the weekend to a directive from the Trump administration to the Department of Health and Human Services. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I have heard about this.
About certain words that need to be avoided when you in official documents. And the words, Nick, are vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
entitlement,
mm-hmm.
diversity,
mm-hmm.
transgender,
yep.
fetus.
Yep.
Evidence-based,
yep.
and science-based.
Yep.
Isn't it great that the Department of Health can't use science-based?
The CDC can't use science-based based on that directive.
Also came out the weekend that the State Department has, in its documents, where it used to refer to sex education, now uses the term sexual risk avoidance.
I had not heard that.
I don't really see how sex education and sexual risk avoidance are the same thing.
They're not in any way, shape or form.
If I was going to be using the word sexual risk avoidance, I'd be probably chatting to a friend who's about to go to the White House or get a job in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what to say about what's going on in America at the moment, but yeah. Steve Smith scored a double century on the weekend.
That is great.
Yep. Finally, Nick, I think we need to wrap up.
Sorry, I'm just trying to desperately work out who Steve Smith is. Sorry.
Cricket.
Right, good.
Ashes. Australia.
Right, good.
England.
Yeah, cool.
finally, let's wrap up the year. Now, normally on this segment, I come in and, talk about what happened on the weekend, and it's pretty depressing. So I'm going to try and wrap up the year and come out on a positive note.
All right. I look forward to this.
I'm panicking.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a bit like Malcolm Turnbull on the weekend standing beside John Alexander. Look, this is a year where the government started the year trying to get rid of 18C and ended the year patting themselves on the back because they brought through marriage equality. Can you make any sense of that?
I cannot, actually.
But I can turn this around and have a bit of a positive spin on things. Whilst it's been a year that Trump showed how tremendous he really is.
So tremendous.
And, you know, One Nation showed that they're not going anywhere. And when I say that, I mean that in every sense of the word. The positives. Let's look for the positives. Well, Trump pulled America out of the Paris Agreement and the world didn't blink.
Mm-hmm.
That's a positive. We've had the Royal Commission. We've had Me Too. They're not positive things, but they'll have positive outcomes.
Yep.
We did get marriage equality, we are in Australia. Let's pinch ourselves. We're in Australia. Australia. And we got marriage equality. And Twin Peaks was glorious. So that's 2017. That's my best effort.
I'll take that last one. I really will. Anthony Dockrell, thank you very much. The Weekend Warrior will return next year.